Our series of special reports on Wisconsin musicians resumes. It's been said that the family that prays together stays together. But if they happen to play together too, then they must have something really special. Today we meet classical musicians Allison and Phil Ostrander. If you live on Eau Claire's south side, you might have no idea that the nice young couple down the street are world-class musicians. He on the trombone and she on the violin. Growing up in Ithaca, New York, however, Phil's life course seemed predestined.
Both of my parents are music educators. My grandfather's a musician. Everybody's a musician in my family. It's just sort of the way it is. But it didn't seem unusual to me at all when I was in high school that I would be home reading orchestral scores and listening to symphonies and playing a lot of classical music. It just seemed like the most normal thing ever.
Growing up in Appleton, Allison's career in music was the making of her own determination. She started playing violin at the Suzuki Institute in Oshkosh. Later, as a teenager, Allison had an epiphany when a teacher told her to go into another line of work. That bit of advice might have discouraged many teenagers, but it made the young Allison work harder toward her goals.
She said, I just want you to know that this isn't an easy trade, and she's absolutely right, and I thank her for saying that, because there are days when I wake up and I think, gosh, this is exhausting doing this, but you have to love it, and that's, I just remind myself, you know, Margaret told me that you have to love it, and I chose that I was going to love this, and I was going to do this.
Fate turned the songbirds into lovebirds when they started performing with the Iris Chamber Orchestra in Memphis. Their relationship was long distance at first. He lived in New York, she was in Florida. A job offer for Phil in the music department at the UW Eau Claire brought them back to Allison's home state of Wisconsin. Though Allison says they returned to Memphis 8 times a year to perform with Iris.
Michael Stern, of course, he's the son of Isaac Stern, so he's very close with a lot of very big artists such as Itzhak Perlman, Gil Shaham, Yo-Yo Ma, Emmanuel Axe, and we perform with them quite frequently down there, and it's an honor to be part of that group.
While Phil teaches at the university, Allison gives lessons to her own students.
Very nice. Well, you did those eighth notes so equally, but, you know, the bowings were different. Can you make sure that you do down, up, down, up? And that first one you did down, up, up, which is also a good bowing, but we want to get the alternating bowing. Try it one more time.
She says while all music has its value, she feels it's especially important to pass along a love of classical music.
You can connect them with the thoughts of the composer or make the piece real to them with an experience they've had in their life. It makes it more than just you're sitting there and letting sounds wash over you. You're actually engaging more in the music, and I think that's the most fulfilling part of classical music.
With music such a huge part of both their lives, you may think the Ostranders would say it's the central part of their marriage, but they don't. They'll tell you it's their Christian faith, but they'll also admit that being musicians makes their marriage unique.
It's actually a remarkable thing to be married to someone that personally understands your primary passion in life. In terms of your career, anyway. Because I know when Allison's getting ready for an audition or a recital, I know exactly what she's going through, and her likewise for me. That's a unique thing to share.
Phil may be an accomplished classical musician, but press him a little and he'll admit he sometimes prefers to play a mean jazz trombone.
Yeah,
he does. He doesn't want to toot his own horn, so I'll toot it for him.
When I'm practicing classical music, sometimes it's easy to let all kinds of things seep into my brain, but improvising just requires every last little bit for me. That's what I love about it.
Phil and Allison say they feel fortunate to have each other, to live in Wisconsin, and to make beautiful music together.
I'm not a gifted poet, or I'm not a gifted painter or anything. The music is my ways of releasing any of my emotions that I'm feeling, whether it be sadness, frustration, anger, anxiety, joy.
It's tremendously gratifying to be able to earn money for doing something that's your primary passion. I mean, that's not many people get to say that.